Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. It's easy to do right there on the website. And don't forget, folks, we have a very simple privacy policy. Whatever you give to us stays with us. It goes nowhere else. And it's if you decide that you would like to be off of our list and not receive the letter anymore, you can actually remove yourself. We have the technology now to make that happen. So check that out when you get a chance at jbsba.com. I'm excited about having Governor Jim Gilmore back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Gilmore has been a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an outstanding leader in this country. He's a former governor of Virginia. He's now practicing law and helping us to work in a lot of different areas to help us be safe in our country. He's the chairman of what's called the Gilmore Commission, but it's actually the Congressional Advisory Panel on Weapons of Mass Destruction that gave their recent report, their last report in last month, and he's here to talk to us about that. Governor Gilmore, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I hear you graciously and gracefully accepted that award. Sounded a little like Howard Dean there in Iowa, didn't it?
You know me, Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble. Governor, you, and again, I just want to thank you for your service to our country, your work leading the panel on weapons of mass destruction was exemplary, and I know that the panel has now been disbanded because you had a time limit, and you did your job, and you delivered your last report on December 15th of last year. And I'd like for you to take a few minutes and tell us a little bit about what your report indicated.
Well, you know, Jim, it's always terrific to get a chance to talk to your listeners on the issue of homeland security. And you know, we're very interested also in pursuing the opportunities for government contracting in homeland security, particularly for your listeners, because you keep such close touch with your people out there and try to keep them informed. Now, this commission that I've chaired is a long commission, Jim. It's been a five-year commission. We actually began during the Clinton administration way back in the early part of 1999. We issued five total reports. We were established by law, by statute of the Congress. We issued five reports, one each December the 15th, and we just issued our fifth and final report. And we've been through, I think, most of the major thinking on homeland security over the years. We were really discussing it thoroughly 3 years before the 9/11 attack. And we've been concerned. We've been concerned about a lot of issues. When we've got ready to come to the final, fifth and final report, we asked ourselves, what kind of message do we want to send going out of the door? And I was a little taken aback because the commission members said, well, you know, one thing we want to do is we want to express concern that after 5 years that we still don't have a comprehensive plan, particularly one that folds in the states and the locals. Mm-hmm. We decided that going out of the door, we would try to establish what the end game should be, what the end vision should be for the country, and we did that in our fifth and final report. But the principal thing that we really need to do is, number one, establish a genuine, meaningful national plan which explains to local responders particularly what role they play and what type of equipment and training they're going to need. And then at the same time we do all this, we emphasize in our final report the need to maintain the civil freedoms of this country, because there's a real tendency in the United States to overreact to things. And our concern is that we're going to work so hard to create a secure society that we're going to throw out the civil freedoms of the country, and we urge that those two things have to go hand in hand.
That last issue, Governor, is one of the most difficult, because you know, having a free society is why terrorism has had an opportunity to gain a foothold, because we basically let people move around as they wish, you know, with certain parameters like immigration and that sort of thing, but. But it's really hard, isn't it? I mean, we gotta first give a little bit of slack to the enforcers and say, you know what, you know, I don't believe that their goal is to impugn my my liberties, but I believe their first goal is to keep me safe.
Well, I'll give the Department of Homeland Security and Secretary Ridge credit. They've come forward with this new immigration plan, this new immigration system that they're developing, the U.S. Visit Program. And in that program, they have substantial representation there for privacy and freedom issues. In fact, they've established a whole privacy and freedom position in the department to oversee all of this and to make sure that we're doing all of this hand in hand. And I'm pretty proud of that. I think that means that they're on the right path.
I think you're right. Governor, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to have more to come from our good friend Governor Jim Gilmore. And we're going to find out some more about his thoughts on Homeland Security, and especially with regard to the report that his fine commission, the Gilmore Commission, submitted in December. And we might even talk a little politics after a while. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got Tony Geary, who's going to join us. And we're going to talk about presentations, how to do a better job of presenting your proposals. Then after that, Don Lambrow is going to join us. This will be the morning after New Hampshire. And we're going to talk to Don's one of our, he's one of the top political correspondents in the country. He's with the Washington Times, and he's going to be joining us. And then after that, Rich Galen. Governor Gilmore, I don't know if you know Rich Galen or not, but Rich is a Republican operative, and he's actually has gone to Iraq. The administration asked him to go to Iraq for 4 or 5 months, and he's been over there now for about 3 months, and he's going to give us a report on what's going on in Iraq from the ground in Iraq, and that's going to be on the show. I'm excited about that. And then after that, Tim Berry is going to be joining us. He's our business planning expert. But, Jim, I'm looking forward to getting Rich's report on Iraq over there. That'll be pretty cool.
Well, they're all terrific guys that you're bringing on. Rich Galen knows a lot, and having been on the ground over there and being on the ground, he'll know a lot. And Don Lambrow is one of the top political correspondents in the United States.
He is. He's a good guy, and we're glad to have both of those guys on our brain trust, as we are to have you, sir, Governor Gilmore, as well, ladies and gentlemen. Governor, what were some of the specifics that your commission noted in your last report with regard to weapons of mass destruction? Was there anything specific that I know you said that you recommended that we establish a national plan, also that we maintain the freedoms. But what about weapons of mass destruction in this country? Was there anything specific that you noticed that we need to be paying attention to?
Yeah, the commission, I think, over the years, Jim, has had an influence on the discussion of about 145 or so recommendations that we had made before this year, but 134 had been adopted. So it's had a major influence on people's thinking. You know, our position has been that while it's much less likely that anybody can get their hands on a true weapon of mass destruction and deliver it in this country, that we have to be vigilant and we have to prepare. We've devoted a lot of time, both in the commission and also in the private work that I do at my law firm of Kelly Dry in Washington, to the bioterrorism issue. We're very concerned that there may very well be an enemy attack that might lead to a bio attack where a contagious disease is unleashed, or a concern about or an attack on our foodstuff system.
Isn't our biggest exposure our ports right now?
Ports are a serious problem. We have so many containers that are coming in. Technology is being applied to that. There are new, in fact, programs and contracts being issued out there on port security. But it is true that if a dirty bomb were set off or a major attack occurred on a port, you could end up once again with the classic American reaction and shutting all the ports, which would have a real problem with the trade and particularly the agricultural industry of this country. So we have to be concerned about all that. Well, you asked me what was our major focus. I think our major focus was an emphasis to the national government to keep the big picture in mind. The challenge of the department is that it's so hard to administer that it's hard for anybody, Secretary Ridge or anybody else, to really be thinking about the big picture. And we recommended that function be placed back into the White House at the Council of Homeland Security Council level. Mm-hmm. But we're all of the efforts that Secretary Ridge is doing. We know he's working hard every day, and we are safer than we were back at 9/11.
That's my question. You believe that we are safer than we were?
There's no doubt that we're safer.
And are the governmental agencies, the CIA and the FBI, are they working? Are they really working together now so that we don't have the kind of ball dropping that happened prior to 9/11?
No.
Not.
Well, I think that they're trying.
That's a little disconcerting. Your answer there, Governor.
They're trying, and culturally, it's extremely difficult to get these organizations to work together.
See, I don't accept that, Governor Gilmore. I hear you and I believe you, but I don't accept that as an excuse.
Well, it's not, and you know, our commission had quite a struggle over this over the years. You know, I was kind of an FBI guy. I thought that the FBI should be really required to do this counterterrorism function. The majority of the commission didn't think it would ever be possible, and recommended that we establish a whole new counterterrorism force in the United States, like MI5 and the United Kingdom.
Right.
They're working very hard to work together. They are exchanging more information. We recommended an intelligence fusion center, which in fact does exist today, the Terrorism Threat Integration Center. And it's they're trying to find ways to do that. But I guess I didn't mean to say no so much as to say that we have a long way to go.
Well, it sounded to me like that was an honest reaction, Governor.
Well, you know,
let me change the subject for a minute, because I want to talk to us about a new project that you're working on that I know is near and dear to your heart, and that's your trade group. Tell us about it.
Well, USA Secure is the group that we've established through the law firm in order to enable private companies to come in and work together legally under all the laws of the United States, so that they can exchange information, push policy, become well-known in the policy field, and then hopefully position themselves at a later time to not only do good work for the country, but, you know, to position themselves for government contracting work.
To bring solutions and products and resources to this effort and to do business with the government on these things, including small businesses.
Especially small businesses. They have a lot of they can be offering. There's a lot of requirements for small business participation in the major contracts.
Right.
I'm working right now privately with a couple of companies that are working on the immigration issues, and there's room there for small contractors. So there's opportunities.
Give One us place your, we're really Governor, working. We got to go to a break. Give us the website of USA Secure.
USASecure.com, that's our webpage.
And it is .com, USASecure.com, all right? And when we come back, I'm going to get to Governor Gilmore to do something that I love doing, and that's having a member of one party handicap the election of another party. That's going to be a lot of fun right after these messages. Tim Till, stay with us.
Sitting in the morning sun.
We're back at 7 till Jim Blassing Game, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Governor Jim Gilmore, who is in charge of the new trade, fairly new trade group. I introduced you to him and to his organization several months ago when he formed it, called USA Secure, and it's at usasecure.com. And folks, if you have a small business that's a technology company, especially if it has any kind of an application that might help Homeland Security, I encourage you to go to their website and find out what they're doing, get involved, let them know about you, and get involved in that whole process, because this is really a fledgling industry, isn't it, Governor?
Well, it still is. The contracts are beginning to come out, particularly the larger ones, which does have room for small business participation. You know? And the country is getting to be still have a long way to go.
Yeah. Governor, let's talk about New Hampshire. Now, as I said, one of my favorite things to do is get a member of one political party to handicap the activities of another political party. What do you think is going to happen today in New Hampshire?
Well, you know, I guess that my wisdom is the same as everybody else's. We're all just watching the polls and watching the interest. I guess that trying to do a little post-mortem, you know, I'll be the first to admit I thought the thing was wrapped up some weeks ago.
Yeah, I did too. I predicted it, and I guess so far I've got a little bit of egg on my face.
Well, you know, we're
obviously talking about Mr. Dean.
Yeah, I think what's going on right now is that the Democrat rank and file are really trying to look more to electability than to anything else. Howard, my assessment had been that the most of the candidates were pretty dull and had almost no message, except Dean. And that Dean was expressing rage and anger, passion also, but also just anger. And I thought that the result of that was going to be that unless the country did a major U-turn, that he was going to be electable.
Yeah.
But that
you mean nominatable?
No, I thought he was going to be nominatable, but not electable.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Now it appears that the Democrats, he's not nominatable either. So, but it's early yet. I think that Kerry is showing a certain weight, gravity, and he's relying a lot on his military background, and that's appealing, I think, a great deal in this time of war.
It's ironic to me, though, that he has been. I really do believe that his fortunes turned on his military status, his military history, his record. That his fortunes have turned on that, and yet. On the policy side, he's basically been against what Mr. Bush has done.
Yeah, I think that he's not yet had a serious policy discussion in the general American people, and so we just have to wait and see how that goes. Edwards is appearing to be very bouncy and upbeat and bright and happy kind of face. Sort
and
of
handsome, thing. Doggone it, he's so darn handsome.
the question at that point becomes, can John actually deliver any of the southern states or not?
That's
and,
the
and
challenge.
That remains to be seen.
That really
maybe he couldn't even carry North Carolina. So let's see and see about that.
Yeah, exactly.
But now Clark has not yet been tested. He's only now beginning to show up in New Hampshire. So let's just see what happens.
Well, my attitude is I guess Kerry's going to win. I don't know. And it looks like Dean's coming in second. But I think Clark is history. Edwards is going to hang on and probably, in my opinion, be somebody's vice presidential nominee, and the others are history.
It really just depends upon how the country is doing. If the economy is recovered and people feel good about their job prospects and we're out of Iraq, then I think the president's not beatable by any of these guys. But if the mood of the country turns, then you never know what's going to happen,
right.
Jim. So we just have to watch and see what happens today in New Hampshire.
Right. Speaking of Iraq, I've got about 45 seconds, Governor. When do you think we'll be significantly disengaged from Iraq?
I think that the administration is determined to turn the democracy back over to the people of Iraq. Their goal. Let me state very clearly where I think the president is, because there's been so much confusion. I think the president saw after 9/11 that an unstable Middle East was dangerous to the United States, and that had been demonstrated. Mm-hmm. So what he had to do. Was to get out there and take the major sources of instability, people who were going to constantly keep that area in turmoil,
right.
And begin to do something about it. And I think that's why we went into Iraq, in order to create more stability into the area so that we can do some constructive work for the people of the Middle East.
Well said. Good job. And Governor, thank you for being here today. As always, it's a pleasure. I hope you'll come back again real soon and talk to us again.
Always enjoy talking to your listeners, Jim.
Thank you. Jim Gilmore, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Gilmore. And Governor, thank you again for your service to our country. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.